Okay, Tanya, the damn dictaphone's not working, so it's a voicemail, and I'm sorry about that. Hi, Mr. Tanya, if you can hear me. Anywho, yeah, so Susan's been real misbehaving, so I'm going to need you to make an appointment with all the Exlers. I need you to get on, your Palm Pilot. Are you carrying that thing around? Well, I know you can't answer me now because it's a voicemail, but I hope you are. Get on that Palm Pilot. I need you to invite everybody, and I need you to find a date works for everybody because I'm going to hear some bitching and moaning if someone can't make it. You know how it was last time. Make sure there's a buffet. I want chicken fingers. I want chicken tenders. And I want popcorn chicken there. And maybe some iced tea or something like that. Anyway, make sure the buffet is good. Get everyone there. I need this to be in the next 3 days. Tomorrow would be preferable. And if not, you're fired. All right. Thanks, honey. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. By the way, this is Maria Tarantula, your boss. Okay, bye, honey. Thanks so much. You're fired.
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use the game Monster of the Week to tell a story of romantic reneggings and trying tribunals in the real and actual 2007. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and today I'm one of Susan Wexler's many Exlers.
Hi, I'm Jeff Murdoch, and today I'm playing one of Susan Wexler's many Exlers.
Hi, I'm Erin Rain, and today I'm playing Maria Tarantula.
Hi, my name is Claire Linick, and I play Susan Wexler, the expert. And honestly, I don't remember any of these people.
Hey, everybody, I'm Alan Linick, and today I'm going to be playing one of Susan's Exlers. It could be anyone.
And before we move on, of course, we need to hear from this week's Mystery County sponsor. Alan, what's the name of the sponsor from this week?
Ed's.
It would help if you told us what they sold.
Yeah.
It's Ed's.
Stop it.
Monster.
Ed's.
And what does he sell?
Ed's.
Okay, great. love you, Alan. Okay, great.
You have to admit that the show would be very different if I wasn't on.
We talked about that.
I'm not saying better or worse. I'm just saying different.
Okay, I'm ready.
Me too.
Yeah.
Excuse me, do you have any personalized license plate that say Ed?
Here we have everything that says Ed. A personalized license plate, a personalized keychain, a personalized ashtray, a personalized necktie. And
wow.
You said you wanted a license plate, was it? Come over here to the back.
Wow, have I died and gone to Ed heaven?
I hope not, because we'd like you to become our number one customer this month.
Me? Ed? Last name Richardson's?
Wow. You know what? We have personalized toupees that say Ed R, Ed A, Ed B, Ed T, Ed S, and on like that.
I'll take an Ed X if you have it. My ex-wife's last name is X, and I took her name.
Make sure you come on down to Ed's for all your personalization needs, whether you're separating from your wife and really letting it out on random people and clerks who are really just trying to, you know, finish their shifts, or
I'm sleeping in a sandbox.
Or you're just the organizational type.
Sir, this is Ed's. It's not a therapy session, although we do have personalized laptops that say Ed, and there you can use Mind Bloom therapy from that laptop if you need to.
Sign me up. I'm better off Ed.
Come on down to Ed's, where we have personalized shoe bags, shoe horns. We have personalized irons, shoe irons, hair irons. We have personalized lamps.
All right. We all have cleaned up and finished up from Crashly's. I don't know. Crashly, how would you describe your birthday?
Awful.
Yeah, Crashly's awful birthday party. But not everything is finished from there. Specifically, Susan, you were there at the dining room table. You just realized that there was a tickle monster on Crashly's back, that Crashly didn't seem to be aware of it being on her back. And you were about to call out to her to warn her and everybody present And right as you opened your mouth to say that, you got whisked away, popped into your little black book that you were carrying, and you find yourself in a very familiar space. You find yourself in the Hall of Exlers, whereas last time you were there, you met with five representatives, the five sort of supreme Exlers. This is a little different. It's cacophonous. It's loud. There is a full buffet at one end, and this is a little bit more like being in a like a hall at Comic-Con. There's just a lot of Exlers in the room.
Wow.
People are dressed up as their favorite iterations of Susan.
Yeah.
Lots of ponytails, lots of jumpsuits.
Yeah, there's a lot of Susan cosplay going on. And yeah, as Susan, you find yourself there. What do you do in this like initial moment of landing in this other space?
Maria.
Hey, girl, you've been served, and this ain't a dance troupe. So, yeah.
You see there on stage center, Maria, you see Maria Tarantula. Maria, where are you? Like, what is the circumstances you're sitting around? Like, are you behind something or on something? Or
I'm in a central platform. It's circular. And there is a chair there. It's turning slowly, actually, this podium. Slow enough to not make you dizzy, but so everyone can get a gander. And there's a chair there for Susan. It's a nice chair. There's a podium for me to talk at. And then another one for anyone else who wants to get up. And there's a stool for me to sit on if I get tired. And then around us, it sort of looks like in the Star Wars prequels when they were having that legislature.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Senate. The Senate. It's large amphitheater-like place. You know, inside of a hotel ballroom. It fits inside there.
Yeah. This is inside like a Vegas hotel room.
Yeah, we're at the Marriott. It's in Reno. So, you know, it's not quite Vegas, but we do what we can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. So you're all there. Maria Tarantula, you have just finished the magic to summon Susan and bind her here. The floor is yours.
Okay, Suze. So you know why you're here. Why do you think you're here?
I'm going to just like dramatically take a seat before I answer. I'm like,
roll for it.
Oh, and it's covered in ectoplasm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did this?
Who do you think?
Okay. All right.
Hi, Susan.
Charlie Buckets.
Yeah. Charlie Buckets.
It's me, Charlie Buckets,
the little boy from Willy Wonka.
And Charlie, you'll get your turn to speak, but right okay. Now Susan, do you know why you're here, or do I have to show you?
You know, I guess
show
what can
her.
I say
show her show
all right
her.
A rope falls from the top of the ceiling, and I like a golden rope, and I pull it, and like, you know how sometimes in banquet halls there's just like a velvet curtain and it's like where the servers go? Mm-hmm. Well, that opens up, and Tori Pals is back there, just hog-tied.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Harumph, harumph, harumph. Harumph, 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 harumph. Peas and carrots, peas and carrots.
Wait, did you know she was behind there? Sorry, I came late.
And I'm going to say, you know what? That was for dramatic effect. Let's get those ropes off and just give her a seat to sit in. But
yeah, that was a lot, Maria.
Well, I'm a lot sometimes. I'm a party girl.
You're a what?
A party girl.
Oh, I heard potty girl. I heard horny girl.
Oh, really?
Well, y'all hear what you want to hear.
I just want to reiterate. Sorry I'm late.
Man, I feel like a woman. All right. We're going to get started.
Pee.
Wait, is Maria Tarantula Shania Twain?
I wasn't her. I just channeled her maybe a little bit.
Whoever's running the booth in the back of this like banquet hall is like, oh, she's doing all the cues too fast. This is not like we said it would be in rehearsal.
Well, Susan, you're here. And I'm sorry back there. I'm sorry, Charlie. But listen, we had to pull this together quick. Tanya got fired because this was supposed to happen yesterday. And listen, you have been a bad, 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 bad girl. And Tori Pals over there, well, you were supposed to go on a date with every Exler. And until you did, you weren't going to date anybody new. Now, is Tori Pals an Exler? No, I don't think so.
No. Actually.
Well.
I guess I do have something to reveal.
Oh, my gosh. What is it?
Before I made the deal, Tori kind of had broken my heart.
Okay, well. What?
That's not an X, though.
That's not an Xler, and you know that.
Don't try to do that, snoozing. Yeah.
Thank you, snoozing, lol.
As someone who's been gatekept for being an Xler myself, I don't appreciate the definition getting widened.
Yeah, Immortata. Immortata's like, wait, who are you?
That's the bartender. I'll take another vodka soda, please.
You got it. Coming right up as fast as...
Susan, in the time that it's going to take this man to make this drink, we're all just trying to get a chance at you. Okay, it's not fair.
Okay.
That's right.
I'll say it here first. I guess Susie's been a little bad. And as soon as I say it, a booth pops up here selling merch that says Susie's been a little bad.
Stop it.
And I, as you know, it's part of the contract. I'm going to get 45% of the proceeds of that merch.
Damn.
On the back end. All right. So
on the back end. Okay.
On the back end. That's right.
And I think as soon as Susan, as soon as Tori, the, you know, two of the Exlers go over and, you know, remove some of the bindings from her, as soon as the one around her mouth comes off, she's like, Susan, what do you mean I broke your heart?
You left me in a hole in Barora.
I did. That is not what happened. Now, everybody here, I just want to be clear. That is not strictly what happened. I was tasked with something by Satan. Y'all know him.
We've all been tasked by something by Satan.
Who hasn't?
Come on.
And I had a job to do. And Susan, at that point in time, I was given to understand she was my biggest nemesis. I did not know that she had feelings for me until she asked me, and she didn't ask me directly in a way that I quite understood at the time.
So y'all had
I think we should just I think we should just run the tape, okay?
Yeah,
so
come on.
Charlie back in the booth, go ahead and lower the screen and roll the
Charlie
tape.
Charlie Buckets is in the booth.
Yeah, and I believe, if I remember correctly, Claire, Sorry Charlie is the little Polly Pocket guy, elf, that I played in one of your Exlers.
Oh, man. Yes, that's right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So yeah. I think Sorry Charlie's like,
on it. I got it.
And the screen comes down and you guys watch. You, Susan, you have to watch from, I guess, sort of an omniscient perspective. You asking Tori Powell's out for the first time in Barb Wexler's black site compound in Barora, Nebraska, as you guys were at the bottom of a hole.
Yeah.
You grab onto Adam, and Adam is just sort of dangling while Tori is holding and gritting her teeth, holding onto the Chadriel body. And she's
okay.
Like, y'all good?
Yeah. Do I land right next to Tori?
No, I think you're still dangling in the air, but you're hanging on to Adam.
Hanging on to Adam, dangling in the air. And I'm just going to yell to Tori, like, I think we should get lunch sometime.
Yeah. Susan.
Where are you going for lunch?
Where are you going for lunch?
We can figure it. We can figure it out. But I just would like to put that into dinner or coffee,
Susan,
whatever you would like.
I got to be honest with you, Susan. This seems more trouble than it's worth to me. I got a job to do. I got to go. So sorry.
And she lets go. And you onto the trampoline as Tori beelines off.
She's a villain.
Looking for Barb.
Oh, and I'm sorry I haven't introduced myself as an Exler. My name is Lisa Carr. And I was tasked to get the footage for the black
site.
That's
so good.
That's true.
So that's Lisa my Carr. Contribution.
Thank you, Lisa.
Good job, Lisa. Good job.
Thank you.
That's my girl.
I have something I would like to say as well.
Well, you know what? We haven't even started on testimony yet. I'm really trying to get Susan here to understand the gravity of this situation.
Oh, that's okay.
And yes, there is 10% more gravity in this room. And yes, you do weigh 10% more in this room. And that's just a little fun for
me. All I was going to say is that I have finally finished making that vodka.
Excellent.
If you would like to have the vodka now.
Oh, Maria, is this going how you hoped?
Now, listen, I know it was going to be chaotic. I live for chaos. I'm a party girl. I'm here, and I'm queer, and get used to it. Listen, now, we're going to get started. Susan, you signed a demon contract before. You know how it works. You know there's little fine prints.
Yeah.
And you know that fine print can change. And you know it can change when you're not looking right. And it seems like that don't even matter because you broke the letter of the law, honey, not just the spirit.
Ooh. Ooh, girl.
You know what I would say to you, Maria?
Mm.
Ink dries both ways. Ooh. And the merch pops up.
That's great. I'm getting 45% on the back end.
Yeah, there's a small rush of Exlers.
Love it.
The ones who are most dressed up like Susan in the most cosplay just run to the back.
Oh, these will be worth something, you know, at the next convention. Will be awesome. All like first edition Susan merch.
Well, now, I think I'm ready to start hearing from some of y'all. Okay, I want to get some testimony here because I want to get a new contract signed tonight. That is what is going to happen. We're getting a new contract signed.
That's not fair.
That's right.
I never got a shot. She never was going to let me into her heart.
That's right.
Somebody was already there. Kill that person.
That's right. Wait.
Hold on, Jeremiah.
Kill Tori Pals and then she'll love us all.
That's on the table. Everything's on the table. But we got to figure out because this contract has been breached. So, honey, it is up in flames and I'm going to like set it on fire like a magic piece of paper.
Yeah.
Poof. And now that you're not under contract with us, you are under something worse. And you know what that is.
It's called. Do you?
Yeah, it's called arbitration.
Oh, she hit you with the legalese.
It's called, yeah, you're in arbitration now, honey. And so we're going to get started arbitrating. So who wants to come up here first and give their short little speech about the effect that this breach of contract has had upon them?
I would like to have a testimony. Hi again, my name is Lisa Carr.
Lisa, get up on the microphone here.
Okay.
And what is your name?
My name is Lisa Carr. Spelled K-A-R-R-R. And
what kind of monster are you?
Oh, thank you for asking what type of monster I happen to be. I am a invisible jellyfish.
Gorgeous.
I'm able to appear and then disappear as needed. And, you know, I've been, you know, afraid to show my real self. And Susan has said that she would, you know, work with me to get a little confidence so that I know if someone like Susan could be in my life, I could be visible. But at present, I am invisible. Sorry.
Wow.
Wow.
I realize this also, all of this has shifted a little bit in your experience, Susan. And this is a little less now in the style of like a Comic-Con and a little bit more like a Maury or or a Montel.
Mm-hmm. It's also giving me a little like Oprah's book tour.
Yeah.
Just you and Maria Tarantula sitting in big comfy chairs while we've all bought your book. Praising Susan.
Yeah, I think this set changes.
Yeah, so sorry Charlie's like running through the crowd with a little microphone and gave it to Lisa Carr. And so, yeah, Lisa Carr, you say that about being invisible and the audience is all like, oh, boo.
You made her invisible. And I'm going to write that on this big old whiteboard right now.
Not just externally, but like internally.
Okay, right on there that I've always been able to see Lisa. I've always seen you, Lisa.
Susan, I need you to roll something for me. I need you to roll sharp for me.
Oh, boy. Okay, I got an 8.
Okay. This was an act under pressure, so I'll give you a worst outcome, hard choice, or a price to pay. Susan, I think you're in the ballpark of where Lisa is, but you're not directly pointing at her when you're saying that.
I love it.
Yeah.
Hello, Susan. I'm over here.
Yeah, I sorry.
That is damning evidence.
The gravity in here is weird.
Mm-hmm.
As Maria stated earlier.
Yeah,
so what are you going to do to rectify the situation? You have hurt my feelings, Susan, by not seeing me.
Lisa?
Yeah, my eyes are up here.
What are you going to do to love yourself today? What are you going to do to love yourself today?
Oh, damn.
Can Susan do that? She turned it around.
What am I going to do?
Damn, she's good.
I mean, I could sting a bunch of people because I am infected jellyfish. I don't have a spine. Literally, I cannot stand up for myself.
Oh, you can't stand up at all. She can't stand up at all.
She's just floating through life. Okay.
Wow, you sound just like my mother, and I did not like that.
No, we're going to hear some more testimony because I don't like the way you're talking to my friend Lisa right now.
You know what? I'm going to go buy all the merch, and then I'm going to flip it for twice as much.
I'm just saying Lisa deserves better. If Lisa knew she deserved better, she'd be getting better, and that's all I'll say.
You know what? I'm going to take all the merch is mine. Everybody move out the line. I'm coming to the front. Excuse me. My name is Lisa Carr.
Hey, spiritual bypassing is not welcome in this space. Okay?
Excuse me. I got something I want to say.
Please do. Introduce yourself.
Hi, it's me, Joey Gecko, the toxic frog demon.
Hi, Joey.
Go ahead, Joey.
What's up, baby? Hey, so what the hell? I thought we had
What's up, baby?
What's up, baby?
What's up, baby?
What the hell, Joey?
I'd like you to pull up your phone for everyone and show the records from 1999.
Okay, one second. I gotta pull it out of my. Oh my gosh! Let's see.
And Joey, I especially want to see. Who was the last person to call you? And this pains me to say, who was the last person to call you three times in a row in the same night?
I don't see what that has to do with anything, baby.
And Tori's like, wait, when was that?
1999. This was
right at midnight, three times in a row.
Wait, you haven't received a phone call since 1999?
No, I'm toxic, baby.
I'm saying he's going back in his records. I'm the last person. I called him last three times and he never called me back. So,
yeah, I was at a killer New Year's party, all right. I was with the cast of Baywatch, all of them, and we were playing a game of Topless Tango.
Oh, no. Joey, I taught you that game.
Yeah, and David Hasselhoff freaking crushed.
Honestly, that sounds like a blast. And Susan, the only thing relevant evidence that you might be producing right now is stuff that happened after that contract was signed, which was not in 1999. That was in 2006.
That's the truth. Listen to Maria. And Susan, I'm just wondering, where the hell are we going to the spaghetti factory, you and me?
Okay, stop. You know how much I love they serve their salad out of a little car. It makes me feel like I'm traveling.
Yeah, I know. That was our thing, but I'm not getting any phone calls. My phone hasn't rung since 1999.
Here's the thing. I have no problem going on that date. I will go on these dates.
But who is this one?
Tori Powell also is like, wait, Susan, I thought the car and this spaghetti factory was our thing.
Tori?
Joey Geckos. Wait, wasn't my name Jimmy Geckos?
Yeah, Joey Gecko.
Joey Geckos, yeah. He shoots his tongue out at Tori and he's going to pull him in his mouth.
Lisa Carr reaches out an invisible tentacle and zaps you.
Oh, now
that's not why we're here, Jimmy Johnny Geckos.
That's the truth, Lisa. So,
I'm not a gecko.
I think you did beautifully, Johnny. And I'm just wondering if
Joey Geckos.
Listen, Tanya, I tell you what.
Everybody has the wrong name tag.
Yep, she did. She did that. And I think that was malicious compliance because I did ask her to make those after she was fired.
I'm going to tell you, orientation was a mess. It was very hard for parking and to get my lanyard and all of that.
And you know what? I'm so sorry for that. There's no excuse.
Yeah.
And right now, I want to see, does Cheryl or anyone else need to feel like they want to make a statement? Anybody?
A hush goes over the room as Cheryl is mentioned. Shivers down our spines. Oh, my God.
Yeah, everybody's looking around.
Yeah, there's like a whip pan to the back of the room and sort of lounging in one of these. I mean, in my head, it's still the fucking auditorium from Star Wars, so sorry about it. And she's just laid out, picking her teeth with a toothpick and looking kind of like away from everyone. She goes, and then goes back to picking her teeth and completely ignoring the proceedings.
Wow. Okay.
Damn. Wow. She gets hotter every time.
Cheryl's upset.
Now, here's a question, I guess, between the two of you. Who feels more snubbed by that, Susan or Maria Tarantula? Or I guess, actually, let me ask you, Alan, who is that snub intended for, Susan or Maria?
Good question.
I think it's just designed to rile people up. Yeah.
I see. Of course.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
I'm not snubbed. That is a sexual advance she just made on me. And so if anything, I'm a little annoyed that she's being so overt.
And we're all feeling it, honestly.
As you were continuing to talk, Maria, you see like a small, wet, green hand appear in the crowd, like at probably waist height. And people kind of are like, what? as they get pushed aside.
My wallet's gone.
And you see a little frogman by the name of Goop walks forward.
Hey, let me up there for a second. Just a second. I don't have a lot to say. But what I have to say will be deeply impactful to these proceedings.
Oh, Goop Troop.
Hey, Suze.
Hey,
listen,
Goop.
You're hot. I'm hot. Do you want to do it right here?
Do it!
Are we good? Are we good?
Goop, I am so sorry. I am so sorry. I just cannot do that.
Why not? Is it because of dun dun dun, Tory Pals?
A spotlight hits Tory Pals.
Ah, my eyes.
Yeah, I know you two are in love.
Goop, actually, why don't you tell everyone what you did on our date?
I don't remember. I don't remember yesterday. I've been floating down a river with a booby in each hand. Frickin' and a ponytail in my mouth. I don't
Aaron, are you okay?
No.
So I'm like, oh, well, I think you just kind of answered your own question. Why I don't want to do that, okay?
Oh, nothing but the best, baby. I don't get it, but okay.
And Goop, actually, it is good to see you, and I hope you're taking care of yourself.
Whatever. Mic drop.
Okay. Maria, there's actually one other person who would like to step forward.
Okay, yeah. Who's that?
Yeah, it's fucking me. I got some questions I want to ask.
Okay. Oh, yeah, get up here. Yep, I wanted to hear from you.
Kind of saw this coming.
And what do they see walking forward, Alan?
They're from the neck, from the like rib cage up. It's basically John Travolta's character from Saturday Night Live or Saturday Night Fever.
Yes,
Saturday Night Live Fever.
Yep.
Yes.
From the bottom, like from that part down, it's just a big snail shell, and then a snail just trailing ooze underneath. So it's kind of a chimeric man snail.
So yeah, like a centaur, but. Man on top, snail on bottom.
Snail tour.
Yeah, snail tour.
Snail tour.
Yeah, the snail tour walks forward.
Yeah, snail tour says.
Charlie runs over to the snail tour and hands it a microphone.
And then the snail tour goes, I got a question for you, Susan. Suze, come on.
Okay, what is it?
My question is simple. And he looks around the room, trying to get some sympathy behind him. And he turns back, and there's like a squish.
Ask her.
Do it. We believe in you.
Susie, come on. Answer me straight here. What the fuck do you want from me, Suze?
Now that's a question we all want an answer to.
Fuck I gotta do, Suze.
Yes,
what do you want from me, Suze?
Yeah, what the fuck does he have to do?
What does he have to
fuck
do?
Fuck you, Susan.
He's saying everything I said.
Suze, what the fuck do I gotta do,
what
Suze?
What does he have to do?
Suze, the fuck I gotta do, Susie?
H-E, double hockey stick.
What's the matter with you, Suze?
A bourgeois. Have we named him or can I name him bourgeois?
No, you can name him.
Okay, bourgeois.
Bourgeois.
Did you say booze swap?
No,
bourgeois.
His name is Rick, but he goes by. He likes bourgeois.
I like bourgeois. That's the name I dance under.
Rick. Oh. I wasn't gonna bring this up today. I swear to you, and I swear to everyone here.
Suze, come on.
Why don't you tell everyone where you stabbed me?
Fucking talking about. Fuck out of here.
Where's the popcorn guy?
Get the fuck out of here.
And I believe that at least 60% of the people in this room would recognize the scar on my left thigh. The good one.
She wouldn't talk about it with me.
That weren't me. That's
where it came from.
That weren't me. You can't prove it. I don't hold no knives.
That's like pissing on the Mona Lisa.
Get your hands off me.
Well, Susan,
get your hands off me.
Pissing on the Mona Lisa.
Get your filthy hands off me.
Bourgeois, who's got you right now?
the Lisa car, but it's invisible, so everyone thinks I'm just screaming.
All right, yeah. Well, you need to calm down, okay?
You're doing too much. Off me.
I need you to stop, okay? You're embarrassing yourself.
Oh, you need me to stop?
Yes, I need you to stop.
You need me to stop? Why don't you come over here and make me stop? How
I'll
about
stop
that?
You anytime I want.
Okay, all right.
How about you come over here and you make me
Where's
stop?
Where's my drink?
You know what I do? You know what I do? I pour out a bunch of salt. I do a salt circle. Suck it.
Oh.
A salt circle around you, bro.
Oh, shit.
I love that.
Now, Susan, I there's a bit of cacophony, but I would like to speak.
Of course.
Go
please.
Ahead.
It's me.
Come forward, Professor Owl.
Yes, it's me, Professor Owl.
Professor Owl.
Who?
I am the...
Not funny.
I thought it was funny.
It was funny.
Susan, yes, you may have been stabbed. You may have been stood up. But what about this? And, Professor Owl is dressed like a, romance novel, like a real, like, Fabio type thing.
Oh, tight.
But the arms are just noodles.
Oh, gross.
But it's, what? You know, you can see, like, muscle definition, but it is just a different pastas.
Oh, is it a Barilla like, Gorilla?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's a Barilla Gorilla named Professor Owl.
Professor Owl is dressed like Fabio.
I love it.
This is the best show on out there. It's just the best show out there.
And if you're not telling your friends about it,
what are you doing?
What the fuck you want
what
from
fuck,
us?
What do you want from us?
What the fuck do you want?
What are you
keep
fucking looking
walking,
at?
Keep walking. Keep walking. Come back.
We're proving here.
fucking proving out here.
Yeah.
Proving my damn ass off.
Dr. Owl, Professor Owl reveals a brand, like a scenescape, like a beautifully tatted, like a portrayal of the night that Susan and they had together. Like it's like bearskin rug. It looks like a romance novel just tattooed on the chest, but Susan is predominantly featured. If I meant nothing to you, then what of this?
And I think, Immortata is like, wait a minute. Wait, can you zoom in on the Susan in that?
Absolutely. And I stand in front of the HD camera that's definitely at this convention, and it gets projected onto the screen.
Turn just a little bit.
And I make my boobies bounce.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah, look, Susan's on her cell phone. Susan's texting somebody.
What?
Absolutely.
Wait, zoom in. Who's Susan texting?
I never noticed that. What?
Right on the tattoo.
On your internet telephone, you're texting someone else.
Disrespectful.
Everyone here knows I am not a good texter.
You sat for the portrait. What? You sat for this tattoo. How could you do this to me?
And Susan, I think this being a magical tattoo, they can read on it the text that you're sending. What does the text say?
Check on my casserole. I'm worried I put it on high. It really should be on low. There's a lot of cream in there.
Who is she texting?
Tori Pals.
Oh.
Burn this from my flesh.
All the ghosts are upset, Susan.
You know what?
On behalf of the ghost caucus, boo.
That actually does pull up a really good point. And Maria, I'd like to bring up one more witness against me.
What?
Against
what?
You, I'll be my guest.
Fine, I'll do it.
I call forward against Susan Wexler in the case of Susan Wexler. Tori Pals.
Yeah, Tori is like, Susan, no, I don't want to.
Tori?
What?
All you got to do is tell the truth, babe.
Fine.
She used to call me babe.
Susan, call me, babe.
Tori, the little chair that Tori is on kind of whips over and mm-hmm. brings her forward and center, sort of floating above everybody.
Tori, what has it been like dating somebody who's also dating hundreds of other people and demons and non-humans and beans?
And pasta monkeys.
And beans.
Did you say beans?
I added the part about the beans, yeah, because there's a couple beans.
There's a few.
I'm a bean.
Yeah, okay. Hi.
Hi.
That's also Susan. It was a wild summer.
It's Susan Bean.
Susan Bean Anthony.
Susan Bean Anthony.
Susan Bean Anthony.
It's just a jumping bean.
Now that Susan has acknowledged me, I move we drop the case.
What?
No, it doesn't work.
Thank
that
you,
way.
Susan. Susan. Keep being you.
All right, keep being me.
The merch shows up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay.
Tori is like, all right, fine. It hasn't been great. I don't know. It's hard. You know, you every night you're out with somebody else, and every night you come back. I don't know. What do you want me to say, Susan? It hasn't been easy.
Tori, do I ask you questions about you during that time, or do I talk about myself and the Monster Hunting Club?
You usually talk about yourself or the bad dates that you were on, and then, you bad. Know, we end up watching American Idol, and you get pissed off about that, and you go off on that for another hour or two, and then it's...
Ruben should have won. Ruben should have won. One and this timeline, he did not.
True.
Flying Without Wings is an incredible song. We were all crying.
Yeah. And Tori, would you say that I've been giving you my all?
Susan, we haven't been our best. You know, I've been going through a lot of stuff too. I don't want to say that no, I guess. No, I don't think you have.
You know what's frustrating about that? You know what I find frustrating about Susan in this situation? Everyone here that I've dated in the past, it may not have been long. It may have ended real bad. You might have stabbed me. I might have stabbed you. But I gave you my best.
What are you saying, Susan?
I'm saying that I have not given Tori my best. Because of this contract I signed. So I've cheated you. I've cheated myself. I've cheated Tori. This wasn't fair to anybody. And I am sorry. But we're not together anymore. All of us. Uh-oh. And you know what? That's okay. Because we all have memories. Okay. Except for you and me, Immortata, but
I was going to say.
Kind of on you, you stinker. But that doesn't mean I don't love y'all, respect some of you, and could even see us being friends.
Respect some of you.
Susan, that is beautiful. And you've really turned my heart. I'm going to let you off easy from this contract, okay? All I need from you is you just choose one of those kids to kill right now. And you don't even have, and you can be done with the contract. You and Tori could freaking get married. You could both do goop right here in front of us. I don't care.
Do it.
Yeah, just give us one of the kids.
One of them.
Do
Which
the
one?
Goop.
Now, Maria.
Do the
That's goop. Where I'm starting the negotiation from.
No, you're upsetting Susan.
And Susan, just so you know, I finally finished making your drink as well.
Thank you so
and
much.
Here it is. No, give it to Susan.
Cheryl, should I be drinking this drink?
Cheryl looks over and as if bewildered that there's so many people here. And is like, oh my goodness, have we started already?
Cheryl, should I be drinking this drink?
Which drink?
The drink in my hand. Would it be an okay idea for me to drink this drink?
You never know what someone's done to one of your drinks.
Oh, my God.
I dropped the drink and it burst into flames.
Well, now who did that?
Alan, what does, what is his name? Ned Starley?
He, oh, a full 3 seconds after after Susan stamps out the fire, he goes,
"Oh, watch out."
Oh my god.
Yes, Susan, what's your counter? We want the head of one of those beloved children.
I do have a counter. And right. I'm going to push the button in front of me that says, "Be serious." And I'm going to push it, and it just makes a noise throughout the thing. It goes, "Be serious." Be serious, Maria. Give me a real deal. Because this little stinker has already infiltrated one of the children.
Well, you know what's fun about that? I don't know if you remember, but we showed a video a little bit earlier, an omniscient little take on you and Tori. That was from before I met Crashly. I don't really need to look through eyes. It's just fun for me. And that was a contract that I did have her sign. So that's above board. Talk to Satan about it if you have a problem. Anywho, yeah, so offer number one, kill any one of them kids. And you know what? I'm going to extend it. Any one of the kids at either of the high schools. Just give us one.
Susan, because think about it this way. You know, you said all that stuff was nice, but not a small number of us died fighting for you at the in Barora. Mm-hmm. You signed a contract with us so that we would help you out, and we did. And we lost some really good folks. Greg Kinnear died.
Oh, fighting no. For you.
It was messy.
And that was a big loss. He's
that
funny.
Was a huge loss. Yeah.
And a good actor, better than you'd think.
He got all over my body.
Yeah. And Susan, you know, what you did in response to that is you kind of just shat all over the good intentions that we made with the contract and everything. You started dating somebody, Susan, and you're supposed to be giving us all a chance.
The easiest thing for you not to do, and you did it.
So we just want a little blood.
The easiest thing for me, Susan Wexler, not to date somebody? Okay. Maybe you all forgot about the Sues. And I would like to see a show of hands, tentacles, wings, invisible, whatever you got. Were you faithful to me the first time we went out?
No.
Irrelevant.
We didn't sign a contract, though. We did not sign a contract.
This is a contract law situation.
But as Maria said, fine prints always change with demons. And what is Susan if not a little demon?
Susan, I'm gonna ratchet this up a little bit. When you say that, you know, you ask that question out, Tori looks sad.
Oh no.
Okay, new question for just one person. Tori, have you been faithful to me while we've been together?
Oh, no.
I don't think this is the right venue to talk about this, Susan.
Tori?
I'm going to change my offer. You could kill Tori if you want to.
Well, hey, this is Lisa Carr coming back again. I know I was able to grab the mic. I haven't been, you know, I've been shy.
I'm working my way over. Come on, everybody, move. I'm only 6 inches tall.
It's okay. It's okay. I can project. It is very fine. Well, it seems like Susan, like, you know, you don't see a future with like any of us out here, but you seem to see his future with Tori. So, I mean, maybe not kill her, but what if y'all got married right here, right now?
Lisa, she just admitted she cheated on me.
But you love her though. Is she gonna be an ex-lover?
No, that would be fun for me. Yeah, I'd say get married right now. That would be okay with me, too.
Can we get a show of hands? Because I'll accept
marriage,
it. I will.
Marriage.
Can I roll for the
marriage.
Show of hands?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I'm just going to roll a 20. Oh, yeah, I got a 17. So I think everyone raises sure. their hand. Yeah. Except Goop's like, whatever. Yeah. Yeah, that offer's on the table. Ooh, you want to save a child's life? Married at first sight? Ooh, 90-day fiancé? Get
hell?
Up there. I'm just naming marriage shows.
I mean, one? Susan, you would know more than anyone, is love truly blind?
Tori, when did you cheat on me?
Oh.
I don't want to do fine, Susan. Yeah, I mean, you've been going out on dates and whatnot. I got a little tipsy and I got mad and I had a bit of a hookup, and I felt terrible about it, and I've been wanting to talk to you about it, but
with everything going on and on us constantly getting tops and turvy and stuff, every time that we got good, I didn't want to spoil it. And every time we got bad, I didn't want to say it and be mean. I just wanted a chance to be honest, but it never felt safe to.
I can't believe you bring that up on your wedding day.
Yeah, flowers have shown up. The proscenium is very beautiful.
I just made the first of the drinks.
Guys, I just want to go home.
I bet you do, but unfortunately you cannot because we are in a serious negotiation right now.
No, it's just that, like, I guess I'm just not. And I love to think my tears are going to affect the people here.
Oh, this is an act?
Uh-oh.
Roll.
It's not, but I also, like, I am crying,
yeah,
but
you're,
also,
you're
like,
juicing it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Susan, go ahead and roll to manipulate someone.
I rolled a 6 and a 6.
What? Wow. You fucking liar. Yeah. You're so full of shit.
Get over here, Alan.
Alan, go
take
check
a photo.
I'm going to check. And there's no way. The if you hear any movement of any kind, that means chair, Claire chair.
Wait, are we calling Claire chair now?
I love that. Chair.
I love it.
Hands chair. Up, chair.
Since I got up.
Claire come on Linick, over here.
Like chair
someone
clinic.
I'd like you to meet. My twins, the sixes.
Shit.
And it's on the Google app.
It's been confirmed.
Okay.
Wow. 6 and a 6. Alan, don't just come in here and get a noisy ass snack. No. Out.
What? It was just the excuse for
what's
a snack?
Just to get a noisy snack.
Yeah. So, Susan, with this news and stuff, yeah, Susan, it kind of breaks your heart a little bit. And Susan, you know, there's all of this stuff. There's like all of these like exes that are so thrilled at the idea of this. They're, you know, they're basically one step away from just eating popcorn and just like enjoying the show of this drama and everything. And they're like, yeah, get married to this person who just said that she was cheating on you. That'll be fun. And like all of this stuff. And it's, but you're just like sad. And you just start, you know, crying, not like a full weep, but like, you know, I would say probably a few tears.
Angelic tears.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the crowd kind of turns, like the room loses a lot of its energy. It can kind of gets quiet and you just into that silent space say like, I want to go home. And Exlers, the rest of you, this doesn't really feel fun anymore. This feels like a person that hurt you and that you once cared about is really hurt by this. Mm. What do you all do in response to this?
I mean, maybe we should just let it go. I mean, we're living in the past. We got to move on with our lives. I mean, yeah, she's the best, but you know, maybe there's something better.
Wow. Jeff Murdoch, that was like a really good sentiment that you had put out there. That was very nice
by Exler Jeff Murdoch.
Hi, everyone. Jeff Murdoch,
the worst monster of all.
I'm not a monster, but I am a demon.
In bed.
Not the time.
It would have been funny like an hour ago.
Sorry, I misread the room. I kept trying to grab the mic, but no one would hand it to me.
Dude, I was into it.
Yeah, sorry, Charlie is like,
I think we should hear from the one who... I'll follow the lead of Cheryl. Cheryl, what do you say?
Is Cheryl the leader?
let's drop it.
Oh. Are you eating a Werther's candy, Cheryl? Are you eating hard candy?
Maybe.
It's just like a tiny like finger bone.
Oh, God.
It's one of the, no, it's one Cheryl, of the beans.
I was going to say, Cheryl, drop Susan right now.
Oh, no.
If Susan says that, I mean, if, excuse me.
Cheryl?
If Cheryl says that we should drop it, I mean, I'm willing to drop it. I just want to get out of here before traffic because I know it's going to be hell getting out of that parking garage.
I know it really is going to be really bad getting out of here.
Yeah, can I get a ride from anyone? I got to get back to Michigan.
Susan, do you have a couch I can stay on? Silence.
Yeah, I don't think anybody. Yeah, Susan, I guess what this moment is like you got called forward. All of your exes are there. None of them are really like coming to bat for you. They're just watching. You ask for a couch. Nobody says anything. And I think you're realizing like you've burned kind of all of your bridges. Like none of these beings want anything to do with you, really. And the only person who does is Tori Powell's. And Tori is like, I mean, Susan, why don't you just come home? We'll work it out. Okay, let's go back to the condo and let me make it up to you. Give me a second chance here, Suze.
I'll go back to my place. Why don't you come by next Wednesday?
Oh, boy.
And Suze, I just wanted to tell you, you know what? I'm going to release you from your arbitration and contract. And I just want to tell you not to call on me again. And probably you should tell Crashly, sorry, our little deal didn't work out. So she might be a little disappointed, but she don't have my number anymore. You know
what
I mean?
Don't take it out on Crashly.
Well, I already did. So.
Oh, boy.
And Susan, hi, Jeff Murdoch again. I have an improv show next week. I mean, if you want to come to that, I can get you half off with a beer.
Jeff, I am not coming to see Rats the musical again, okay?
Please. Honestly, if we get three more people, we can actually do the show again.
Okay, oh, fine.
Oh, God.
Yes, awesome, sick.
Jeff skateboards away.
I wish.
Yeah, Susan. So that's the space. Yeah. What are you doing this moment, Susan?
Well, I, Claire, am weirdly sad about this.
Yeah. It is sad.
This is sad. Yeah. This is fixable, right, guys?
Yeah, this is weird. It's like one of those things where, like, you know, when you're vulnerable with other humans, they love you more. But when you're vulnerable with demons, they're suddenly not attracted to you
deal.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, and like, you've like sort of won, but like in the worst way possible.
Yeah.
At what cost, man?
And like the only way to win them back would be to do something really bad. And that's like not what I want to do with my life anymore. Oh, it's tough.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Is this growing up?
Yeah. So I guess like the crowd just starts to dissipate. People just start like wandering out, following Lisa Carr's lead to get to the parking lot before the rush.
We're so sorry to lose you, Susan. I'm sorry I didn't speak up. I just wanted you to sign my t-shirt. I'm a leprechaun, sorry.
Yeah, and I sign it with no gusto, and I guess under my breath I'm just gonna be like, well, I guess I soozed and I loosed, and it pops up on a t-shirt, but nobody goes to get it.
Yeah.
That's the saddest thing of
you
all.
You just see 50% up, 50% off pop up next to it.
Immediately.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Oh.
Yeah, Susan. And then Immortada, I guess, sort of wanders over and he's like, boy, that was tough. That was really embarrassing to watch, Susan.
Yeah, Immortada, it was bad. Yeah.
I got to be honest. I wish I could make myself forget this one.
Okay. Thank you, Immortada. Good to see you as always. Say hello to your mother for me.
Ugh. Do you want to ride back to your place?
Yeah.
Okay. You going to pay for gas or?
No, please, Immortada.
All right. Last one after this. You know, Maria's right, you know. You don't get to use the book anymore.
You don't. Okay, I know. I'm sorry. Oh. I got nothing for you.
Aww.
All right. Yeah, hop in. Will you describe the car that Immortada is currently driving?
Oh, Tyler, I don't know anything about cars. Does anyone know any cars?
He's driving the car from Kill Bill.
Yeah.
The pussy wagon?
It's nice.
Yes.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Yes.
The truck?
Yes, the big yellow truck with flames on the side.
Of course he is. Yeah, the pussy wagon, 100%.
My name is Immortada, and I like to cha-cha.
My name is Immortada, and I'm here to make you forgotta.
Yeah.
This is what the radio plays. It's just Immortada catchphrases.
You are Immortada. I'm gonna make forgotta. It's reggaeton.
And I keep like cruising the radio looking for a Rod Stewart, but it's just more Immortada stuff.
Yeah. Oh. It's just all Immortada for the, I guess, 30 hours that is the drive back to
and then one.
Yeah, there's the Evanescence song, My Immortada.
Wow.
Oh my God.
One cover of Immortada singing Memories from Cats.
Yeah.
Oh.
Susan, you get back to your condo. It's quiet. There's a lot of Tori's stuff still there. What do you do when you get back? Like, what's, you know, it's night at that point. Immortada you know, drops you off, doesn't even really say goodbye or anything. He's just like, all right, well, get out. I got places to be.
Immortata doesn't even wait till Susan gets in the door to pull off.
No.
He's not a cautious Connie.
No, he drives as soon as she hits the sidewalk.
What a jerk.
Tires squealing.
Yeah.
Like a little piggy.
That's disrespectful.
Susan's just going to walk over to her crock pot and it's completely burnt. She's been gone too long.
Yeah.
Oh, and, no.
Oh, man.
She's going to call the kids to see how it ended up, but I just don't think any of them are free.
Yeah, I think it's too late at night.
So she's just one by one calling the kids and no one picks up. So she just falls asleep on the couch.
Wow.
Well, yeah, for sure Crashly and CEJ don't get reception because they wandered into the woods.
That's right. Honestly, it's right. Not about you right now.
Yeah.
So I think what CEJ is probably doing right now.
You should voicemail like, Susan, everything's on fire. We need you.
You should call Barb.
Oh,
no.
Barb. I mean,
no, you masochists, no.
No, I mean, I know your sister is terrible, but
come on, this could be a good connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, what if this is it?
Yeah, I guess that is the question, Susan. You try to call all of the people closest to you, the kids, and none of them pick up. It's too late. It's probably like 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
On like a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Who, you know, it's your last ditch. Who do you try to call?
You could go with Aunt Diane and add him to Lids.
I was going to say, I definitely call Park Ranger along, but he doesn't pick up.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. And we all know why.
Yeah. I think Diane does pick up, though. And it is like, yes. Hello.
God. Oh, this happened.
Did you order a pizza?
Susan, it's too late for this.
It's not Susan. It's a pizza delivery place asking if you ordered a pizza.
Susan, please, I ask you at least keep it until 10 p.m.
Do you want this pizza or what am I going to do with this pizza?
No, we don't want a pizza.
Okay, well, this pizza's going to go to waste because you ordered it.
Susan, Rick has caller ID.
No, my name's Carl. I work at Pizza Cabin.
Pizza. Susan, is everything okay?
Hey, Mom, is that a pizza?
Go back to bed, Adam.
I heard pizza. I'm hungry.
Diane?
Yes.
Diane, it is me, Susan. Surprise. I just had a really bad day. I think I'm sad.
I think Diana's like, fuck. This isn't a trick or anything, is it?
Oh, no. But there is no pizza, though. That was a lie. And last week, there wasn't any Chinese food. That was me, too.
Yeah, we figured that out pretty quick. You hear her murmuring off of like, no, it's Susan. I think, no, just go back to sleep. She's like, okay. And you can hear her like putting a bathrobe on and getting up. And she's like, why don't you tell me about it? What happened? And you can hear her like boiling a pot of water for tea.
Okay. And I think the last thing it ends on is just Susan going, oh. And everyone was just so mean.
And that's where we'll end our episode for today.
And after the end of the episode, we cut back to the parking garage.
No, this is, I was literally going to do this. Yes, absolutely.
Oh my God, you're so naughty.
We cut back to Reno, Nevada.
Cut back to Reno, the parking garage. All of the demons are slowly getting into their cars or like whatever their horrible vehicles are. When in the parking garage, all of the doors and open spaces, steel trap doors just come shuttering down. And everyone's like looking around, wondering what the fuck is going on. And Cheryl the Third comes walking into the parking lot. She's still picking her teeth, but she's holding the crushed glass from Susan's drink. And her eyes suddenly burn bright red as she surveys all the demons in the parking garage. And she flicks her toothpick away and she goes, it's juicing time.
Oh my God. Oh God.
my and God. We just pan out on screams coming from a steel shut down parking garage.
God. Cheryl the Third, why are you God, doing this to us?
Cheryl, oh, no.
No, not Cheryl. Stop it, Cheryl. No.
I'm fucking juicing over here. Oh.
My improv show.
Oh, wow, it's me, Joey Jammies.
I'm Jeff.
And that's where we'll end our episode for today. God,
wait, did Jeff die too?
I guess no, so.
No. Jeff Murdoch is canonically dead.
Oh, oh God.
This is just like high school.
Oh, no.
Oh my God!
Wait, is this thing with Cheryl? Is this a thing that I guess it's been a while? That what's his name? The ghost guy?
Oh, God. Flurb.
Flurb.
Yeah, are they working together?
I don't think Flurb was part of it.
Okay, I remember Flurb was working with someone at the end of the water slide thing.
Oh,
I
no, that was. Yeah, he was working with Cheryl. Yeah, so
oh, that's right.
I think that anybody working with Cheryl does not get juiced.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Maria Tarantula is dead? Oh my God.
Wow.
Maybe you were in on it. I guess that's for you to decide.
Were you in the hospitality room or did you head to the parking garage right away?
That's a good point.
The hospitality room or the fatality room?
Oh, right. Gosh. I'll have to roll for it.
Wait, much later the next week, it's like six improvisers being like, he's late.
Oh no.
Jeff. We gotta go on.
It's a 90 Day Fiance parody show. Where's Jeff?
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or talk to us on social media at Mystery County. You can also join our Patreon for bonus episodes, special deliveries, and tons of other random and delightful content that we produce for, and sometimes with, you. Find the link in the episode description. Now, Crashly Grenadine has a special yearbook message for our patron, Lisa R.
Hi, Lisa R. I had so much fun with you in pottery class, and I have something to confess via writing. It was me who drew the boobs on the bottom of your mug, and then you got in trouble from the teacher who was like, Lisa, why'd you draw boobs on the bottom of your mug? And it was me. I just was curious to see what they would look like in my own hand. And I'm sorry about that, but now that you're graduating, and I'll be graduating in a couple years, you never have to see me again. But if you want to, you can look me up in the Facebook. I really like you, and you didn't deserve that, but I'm glad I did it. Love you like a sister. Raise hell this summer. Crashly Grenadine.
Until next time, check out this One Shot Network podcast.
Hey, it's Adam Miller, a.k.a. Jeff Murdoch, and I want to talk to you about the podcast Design Doc. Join hosts Hannah Schaefer and Evan Rowland as they redesign their first role-playing game, Questlandia. Design Doc is an experiment in public participatory analog game design. It's fun, it's messy, and you're invited along for the ride. I'll be there.
You can find all that and more at oneshotpodcast.com.
You'll edit Jeff out of the podcast?
Wait a minute, but I exist.
You know, Claire, you've been asking for this a lot, and finally, yes, I will.
I'm sorry, it's just several patrons have reached out to me and asked if that could be their patron gift.
It's true. Yeah, we're going to do a Jeff-free podcast for patron only.
Damn, for real?
A Jeff-free podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Jeffrey Murdoch?
No, Jeffrey from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, that guy.
Oh, even better.
We're getting that guy.
He's good.
In the universe of Star Wall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Star Wall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Star Wall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.